This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 18, entitled MGTOW / Masculist Press Release for Male Journalists. Description. This 6-page flyer is a press release to male journalists which explains why men are abandoning marriage and having kids, thus wiping out whole populations, the dominant issue of our time. Flyer itself. MGTOW / Masculist Press Release to Male Journalists. Theme. According to a recent US census, 70% of men under 35 refuse to marry and have kids. With the young generation reproducing only a third of its number, this male refusal will wipe out the US population within a century, making it the most alarming phenomenon of our era, and hopefully will attract your attention as a male journalist, because as a male, you are personally concerned. We hope you will report on this issue. Before starting, some definitions. MGTOWs, men going their own way. That is, men refusing to marry and having kids, spending their money on themselves, doing what they love. Masculists, men's livers. Masculists fight to men fair the gender laws. For example, reform the divorce laws to make them fair to men, to legislate the paternity rejection right, etc., and to make society more agreeable for males to live in. Fluffies. Traditional women who expect to be able to parasite off men's money, based on the word fluff, that is light, not responsible, not adult, not career competent, not FIP, see next word. FIPs. Financially independent persons, who are what masculists demand all women become, so as not to be immoral, parasitic, manslavers of men. Women who refuse to become FIPs are punished by MGTOWs and masculists by refusing to have relationships with them. Robot males, or manslaves. Traditional males who expect to be parasited upon by fluffy wives. For example, the older generation of males in Korea and Japan. Fluffy feminists. Feminists who have had their feminist consciousness raised, but not their masculist consciousness, so by default still have fluffy attitudes towards males. That is, they expect men to serve as exploitable manslaves to women. Gender politicians, usually male feminist politicians who make laws favouring fluffy feminists and not caring about the very negative impact on men and society in the longer term. Bullet, that is as in bulleted item, bullet. Fluffy feminists take over the divorce courts in the 70s. In the 1970s, second wave fluffy feminists persuaded the gender politicians to legislate new divorce laws that were highly favorable to divorcing fluffies. As a result, tens of millions of US divorcing fathers have been financially massacred in the US divorce courts. Typically, these fathers will 1. Lose custody of their children with 90% probability. 2. Lose their kids to their ex-wife so that she can live in it with the kids. 3. Pay child support for decades for kids he barely sees, maybe twice a month on weekends. 4. Pay alimony to his fluffy ex-wife so that she remains parasiting on him after the divorce as she did before the divorce, with no legal obligation on her to become a FIP and pull her own financial weight. Bullet. The massive male backlash. In the US, half of marriages end in divorce, and 70% of divorces are started by women who take advantage of the fluffy feminist-dominated US divorce court system to financially cripple their ex-husbands. A third of married women will financially massacre their ex-husbands in the US, and often then hold divorce parties. Men are waking up in their millions that marriage has become toxic, so two-thirds of young men under 35 in the US refuse to marry and have kids. They don't want to face a 1 in 3 chance, 0.5 by 0.7 equals 0.35, of being financially destroyed by being stupid and uninformed enough to marry and have kids. Bullet. Rise of the MGTOW and masculist men's lib movements. MGTOWs, by the very definition of their label, refuse to marry and have kids. They spend their money on themselves and see fluffies as the enemy to be avoided. The primary political goal of the Maskus, who are a lot more politically active than the politically passive MGTOWs, who simply walk away from the marriage market, is to create a FIP society where all adults, male and female, are socialized and educated to be FIPs and not parasite on another adult. This will mean a revolution in the education system, where even today, two-thirds of women at university study fluffy crap and not the professions or techs that would make them career-competent FIPs. So in their 30s, when their biological clocks are ticking hard, they will look around for some robot male or manslave to parasite upon to pay for the middle-class house she wants to raise her kids in. But the supply of such manslaves or robot males is drying up. More and more fluffies are rotting on the shelf to extinction, which is the plan of the Maskulists. In order to create a FIP society, the fluffies need to be wiped out, and that is now happening on a massive scale. Only a third of young women today in the US will have babies. Young women of 16 at high school who choose not to study calculus and the sciences will very probably not have babies, because they will inevitably become fluffies and hence be rejected by the growing number of MGTOWs and Maskulists who refuse to be manslaved by them. Bullet: MGTOW/Maskulist hatred of the gender politicians. The MGTOWs and Maskulists see the gender politicians as genocidal criminals because it is they who passed the divorce laws in the 70s that have made marriage so toxic to males, hence the marriage and paternity strike, and hence the crash in the birth rate, and hence the extermination of the US population within a mere century. Maskulists, who are the politically active branch of the Men's Lib movement, put enormous moral pressure on the gender politicians to make the gender laws men fair. For example, in the case of divorce law, the following reforms are needed. 1. Make child custody joint by default. Children are not women's. 2. Throw out alimony. 3. The house remains the property of the owner or owners before the divorce. 4. Expect divorcing couples to buy a cheap apartment near the house so that the two ex-spouses can alternate weekly in it. 1 week the father is with the kids in the house while the mother is in the apartment, and the following week they swap. Bullet: the para, paternity rejection right. Maskulists complain angrily at the massive sexual discrimination against men in the form of fluffy feminist resistance against the creation by the gender politicians of a para, paternity rejection right. Women have a mara, maternity rejection right, commonly known as the abortion right, but men have no equivalent para which would allow them to legally reject unwanted paternity. A man can have his life ruined by an unwanted pregnancy. A woman can choose to reject being a mother. A man cannot choose to reject being a father in the event of an unwanted pregnancy. Maskulists push the gender politicians to make a para law so that an unwilling father can fill in a paternity rejection form so that if the woman continues the pregnancy, she is fully responsible for the cost of the child. There are many other legal discriminations against men that Maskers fight against. For example, heavier punishments for men for identical crimes compared with women, only men in combat, differences in retirement ages in many countries, etc., etc. There is a long list. Bullet: men, the superior sex. The fluffy feminists have largely taken over the media and primary/secondary school teaching and regularly portray men as bumbling fools so that boys gullibly believe that they belong to an inferior sex. Maskulists lash out at this lie by educating society that men are the superior sex, as shown by science. Nearly any scientifically measurable performance test shows that men dominate at the top end of the scale. Men have a 10% higher IQ variance, in brackets, their scores over the whole population are more spread out than women's. So the morons and the genii are males. So it's not surprising that men win 99% of the science Nobel Prizes. Similar percentages hold for the proportion of men who are presidents and prime ministers of countries, or CEOs of major companies, or patent holders, or entries in the who's who books, etc. Men dominate society for sound genetic reasons. That is cyanate, that is ignorant of science, fluffy feminists don't pay attention to. Masculists aim to restore pride in being male to boys by educating them on male superiority. Bullet, what is to be done? The first task of the masculists is education. Society needs to be taught of men's plight, especially in regard to the divorce court financial massacring at the hands of sadistic divorcing fluffy wives. Masculists push for the creation of a FIP society by putting enormous public pressure on women to be FIPs with slogans such as be FIP or be manless, no calculus, no baby, fluffies can rot on the shelf. Fluffies are immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin to be wiped out, not by killing them, but by men simply refusing to have relationships with them. The primary political goal of the masculists is to wipe out fluffies. Masculists and MGTOWs need to get their message out. They are doing this largely in the form of YouTube videos. The number of hits they receive grows exponentially and should attain a saturation level where everyone has heard of their ideas by 2018. Journalists, such as yourself, need to be approached by the masculists so as to accelerate the spread of MGTOW / masculist ideas in society as a whole and as a stepping stone towards the creation of a FIP society. Men's lib groups need to be set up in every high school and university campus to spread the MGTOW / masculist ideas. Young women need to be morally pressured to study FIP majors or they will not get a man. This message in particular needs to be known to all members of society. Men's lib groups play an important educational role by pushing the exponential growth in the level of awareness of men's plight. Parents need to educate their daughters to be FIPs and scare them with a message that if they're not FIPs, they will not get a man and will not have babies. School and university teachers need to push women to study FIP majors like the professions, medicine, dentistry, law, architecture, etc., or the techs, engineering, computer science, math, physics, chemistry, etc., rather than the fluffy crap majors.
Philosophy, psychology, sociology, English literature, women's studies, history, etc.,
which will not educate them into becoming career competent, good money earning FIPs as adults. Since calculus is a prerequisite to enter a FIP major department at university, 12th grade calculus should be made compulsory for all high school seniors. No calculus, no baby, hence the label baby calculus used by the masculists. The masculists need to persuade men to block vote, that's BLOC, against and to lobby the gender politicians so that they create menfair gender laws or be voted out of power. Masculists point the finger at gender politicians and accuse them of being genocidal criminals, having made gender laws so biased against men that indirectly they are wiping out the US population, having made divorce and hence marriage so toxic for men. Women need to be taught that if they become misandrous male-dumping feminazis, they'll be the first category of female to be rejected by the MGTOWs, the masculists, and men in general. Feminism is becoming very unpopular with young women, as they see all around them that men reject feminazis. These young women need to be taught very clearly that if they do not make the effort, as men do, to become FIPs, they will not have babies. That is their punishment for being manslaving fluffies, the enemy of the MGTOWs and the masculists. Bullet. New lifestyles for men. It may take a decade or more for the gender politicians to menfair the gender laws, so in the meantime, masculists and MGTOWs promote alternative lifestyles for men. Two are popular, called twee-tweffing and arcing. Twee-tweffing is 2A2F, said quickly. That is, two apartments, two FIPs. That is, a FIP male and has a relationship with a FIP female, and both have their own apartments. The male gets the regular sex he wants without paying for a fluffy wife and kids. When the relationship goes sour, the two of them simply walk away, back to their own apartments. Twee-tweffing has the advantage that it keeps the woman being nice to the man, because she is under the constant threat that if she starts nagging, loses interest in sex, or tries to mold him the way she wants, then she knows the man can just walk away, and vice versa. Tweetrefing keeps the couple being civil to each other. It provides both partners with regular sex and is cost-free in terms of any parasitism. Arcing is after retirement careering. Many MGTOW / MASCers study hard and work hard at a FIP job, saving and investing heavily and living very modestly so as to accumulate enough savings so that they can retire in their 40s and then arc in the second half of their life, doing what they love. An arcer is free from wage slavery, that is, being forced to do what some employer tells him to do and pays him for it, and certainly free from man slavery to a fluffy parasite. For many MGTOWs and MASCers, life is all about arcing. It's the primary goal of life, to save enough to be free and then to pursue one's passion in the second half of one's life. Arcers may then choose to move to a third world country where their savings go much further due to the much cheaper cost of living in their adopted country. Contact Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis, coiner of the term masculist in the early 70s. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis Masculist MGTOW Flyers. And there's a bit more. For further information, look at my MGTOW Masculist resource flyers at profhugodegaris.wordpress.com/MGTOW-masculist-resource-flyers/. There are thousands of YouTube videos on the themes of MGTOW, masculism, MRA, that's men's rights advocates, etc. For MGTOW, you can Google the pseudonyms Sandman, Turd Flinging Monkey, Thinking Ape, Barbarossa, Dark Knight, etc. Ciao.